Hello guys, my name is Troy Barnes. In yesterday's video, we talked about game live streaming and we were talking about broadcasting to services like Twitch and YouTube. Today, we're gonna be talking about broadcasting ourselves to our own platform. Huh? Okay, so now that we're on my computer here, there's a lot of different ways we can go about this. The way that we're going to talk about today is with a open source, software called UPHPTube. It's kind of supposed to be a little bit of a YouTube clone, if you will, but at the same time, it's not really a clone. It does a lot of stuff, which we'll talk about. This is their website. You can get there by uphptube.com, and we'll have all of the links I talk about, everything I talk about in the description as well. But what's really cool about this is essentially you can make kind of your own YouTube or something at least like that, where you can upload your own videos as well as create your own live streams, which is really the main purpose of what we're talking about today. So you can see some of their features: live streaming, YouTube upload and downloads. You can actually upload to YouTube directly from here, as well as download videos from site, encode multiple formats, you know, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on and on. So this is a completely open source, free piece of software to use. You just need to have a couple of prerequisites in order to install this. You're going to need to have either your own web server of some sort, or maybe your own physical server, VPS, or maybe you're paying or renting a server monthly. You will not be able to just use regular web hosting for this, as you're going to need to essentially have a Linux backbone that you have full permission and control over. So there's a couple different ways to do that. One of the cheapest and most affordable ways is just to go with a VPS. Something like VPS.net is a really good option. They have virtual machines starting, I think, at $5, as you can see here. What you will want to watch out about is storage, though. Anything involving video is going to use a lot of storage. So you can go a couple different ways, but the way that we're going to go today is actually using Google Cloud Platform. This is essentially an equivalent to like Amazon Web Services or even like Microsoft's Azure platform. It's kind of Google's new equivalent. It's not the cheapest. However, what I do like is they do give you a $300 credit that has a whole year before it expires when you sign up. So that, depending on how much resources you're in storage you're using, that $300 might take you very far if you're just playing around. So that's what we're going to utilize today. However, before we even get into that, let's just show what this final product's going to look like. We're going to go to the online demo here. We'll just try the demo and I'll show you guys what this is going to look like. So here we go. You got your front page here. We can go take a look at a video here real fast. The Jungle Book amazing new 360 video. So this actually is utilizing 360, so this platform does support that. However, I do know that's an additional plugin, but it is cool nonetheless that this does indeed work. And then we'll just briefly take a look at a live stream here, video stream test. Some of these tests are a little weird, I'll be honest. So some of these tests are weird, but there you go. You can see it's fully streaming. The little stuttering and stuff has nothing to do with the actual service. It's just how it's to do with their encoder and how crappy they're broadcasting. Tests always suck. We need to get into the real deal now. There we go. There's Eric. That was Eric in a tree. If this is something that interests you, I definitely recommend you come to the uphptube.com. You can log in as an admin, play around a bit, and see if it's something that you'd even like to pursue. However, after looking at a lot of different services and software tools to essentially let you do what we're trying to accomplish, this is definitely one of the better ones out there. They also do have mobile app support. You do pay a little bit of a premium for that as you look at some of these prices here for Android and iOS, the $1,000, but in all reality, that's still fairly cheap for most app development of any sort. And the plugins are great, which we'll talk about a little later, but there are plugins that allow you to do some more advanced stuff, which we will get into. So let's all start making this happen. We can go over to the GitHub page, go to their homepage. All their pages are right here, so you can kind of start going through all the different instructions. But what we're going to do is go to this one right here and how to install LAMP, FFmpeg, and Git on a fresh Ubuntu 16.x for UPHP2 version 4.x or newer, which is currently the newest version. You can do this on Ubuntu 18. However, I like staying a little bit back for anything for potential production. Instances I like going a little bit older on my Ubuntu version, so we're going to go with the 16.x. So here are the instructions. Now, I know coding and anything Linux related might be complicated for many people, but this is actually really simple. The couple things you just need to know ahead of time is you can actually have the encoder and the streamer on two different machines, virtual machines or whatever that may be. And just to kind of describe what these are, the encoder specifically encodes all of your video. If you do have a more powerful server, that is what you want to do with it. It's going to be faster having that on dedicated hardware opposed to having that on a virtual machine. However, at the same time, there are benefits of having the encoder and the streamer on the same machine. So you can decide whether you want to do these on one machine together or two. We're going to do it on one. And honestly, it's just a matter of, it tells you right here, if you're going to do everything on one machine, you're just going to copy all this code. If you're going to do just the encoder, you're going to copy this, but we're going to do both. So let's get right into it. First, we're going to have to go to our Google Cloud platform and create a new virtual machine here. We're going to call this, what are we going to call this? We'll just call it test, I guess. Oh, lowercase. Test. South Carolina is good. Let's look at some of our customization on our virtual machine. We'll say 1 core is fine, and we'll just up it to 4 gigs of RAM. That should be fine for our testing. And you can kind of start seeing what this is going to look like monthly as far as the bill. $26.44 a month. That's why I said that $300 might be able to get you far, but where this is going to get expensive is storage. So let's go to our instances here, and we're going to go to Ubuntu 16.0.4. And right now, we only have 10 gigabytes, so we're going to need more than that for sure. Let's just put 100 gigabytes for now. Still going to be low for any sort of video, but it starts giving us a better estimation of our price, which now we're at $30 a month. At that point, we're also going to allow HTTP traffic, as this is a website after all. One thing that I like doing, just in case you do want to up your machine capacity later, if you are using Google Cloud, is go to disks here and just uncheck delete boot disk if instance is deleted. This way I could actually make another virtual machine that's more powerful, but still keep that boot disk for later. So we will go ahead and create that machine. And one nice thing about Google Cloud Platform is the whole thing is very fast. This does not take long at all. It really is a decent platform. But like I said, Amazon Web Services will work. Anything will work. A regular VPS will work. If you're just trying to be cost effective, a VPS route is probably the way to go. And I'll explain to how to get around some of the storage things a little bit later. Okay, so now that we got the green little checkbox, we are good to go here. We are up and running. We're going to go ahead and connect to this via SSH. And there we go. Now we're connected to our Ubuntu server. If you're familiar with Ubuntu, then this should be pretty simple for you. If this is new to you, do not worry. Everything will be okay. And remember, Google's always going to be your friend here. So let's Google the first thing that we should Google here to get started, and that's command to update Ubuntu. This is always something that's important because the first thing you should do is update everything. I always forget these commands too. So there's nothing wrong with going to like a Linux 101 website and looking for some of these commands or doing whatever you need to do. Here we go. So here are some commands here just to get everything updated. And one trick too, if you are using Google Chrome with their SSH tool here, you can't just come here and copy and paste, but if you actually right click up on the toolbar, you can paste that in. And now we're going to do some updates. Here, do you want to proceed? We'll click Y, click Enter. All pretty self-explanatory. What is great about Ubuntu is you just follow the instructions and copy and paste the things you need to do. Generally speaking, you will accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So we should be all good there. Now that we're all good, we're going to come back to our instructions here, and we're just going to simply copy this whole thing right in there. The only thing I will say is I've struggled with this a couple times for whatever reason. We're going to see what happens here when I copy and paste it, but there's a good possibility it's not going to paste correctly. Just double check. It might be right. Cool. Just make sure it pastes correctly. Other times I've had to copy and paste into like a notepad before I put it in here if the lines get a little weird. So be careful with that. I don't know if that's specifically an issue with just this SSH through Chrome here or what the problem is, but we look good here. So I'm going to click Enter. And does that says, need to get 84 megabytes of archives after this operation. 540 megabytes of additional disk space will be used. Do you want to continue? The answer is Y for yes. And there we go. We're downloading everything we need. Right now it says configure your MySQLS server. This is part of what we need to do here. So new password. We're going to put in I'm terrible coming up with fun, catchy passwords. Test. We'll just use test. I can't think of anything. Repeat password. Test. And do remember that, because we will need to know that later. Unpacking, preparing, unpacking, preparing. That is what it's doing. And it should only take about a minute. So this kind of explains more about what each thing was doing, which we kind of just went right over. Now, for the time being, we can just kind of skip the rest of this. This was just if you didn't follow the master command up here that kind of did everything. So we'll skip through all this, though we will need to run the Apache restart command, which it kind of says it's right here. So we'll just put in sudo, which is like the root command. For Linux, service Apache to restart. And just take a second here, and there we go. We are good in the hood. So at this point, we should have a website. If I go back over here and look at the external IP and go to that website, we can see it works, which is awesome. Now, if we do slash uphptube, we should have a website. There we go. Look at that. So there's just a couple things we have to do here. We got to make the video directory writable and then change some configurations here. This is really simple because it gives you all the commands you have to do. So we're just going to go ahead and make this directory here. So we'll copy and paste that in. And that's one thing I do like about this platform as well, is it just tells you exactly what you got to do. And hopefully we'll be able to set these permissions without any issues as well. So it says operation not permitted. That's because we technically are changing the owner of it, and then at the same time trying to change the permissions. But by the time we do that, we're not the owner of the file. It's a little stupid. If we refresh this page, it may be green, it may not be. It's not. So the best way to kind of handle this is to sometimes do these things out of order. And these are the things that are a little more advanced. I kind of dislike at times because it kind of, you know, messes you up a little bit, if you will. But what we'll do here is this. This is why it's always important to have Notepad open. So what we can do here is, instead of the www data whole thing, this essentially is the owner of that folder, we're just going to put Trevor. So I do believe that is the user here. Yeah. So we'll just put Trevor, and then we'll put this command in now. So we'll copy that. So it's making the owner back to me. Oh, this is fun. We just realized we didn't put sudo in here. There we go. So now we've changed that back. However, that could have been our problem in the first place. Whatever. And then we'll come over to this per permission thing. We'll copy that. We'll bring that in here. I don't think we're going to need sudo for this, since it is a folder that I own now. Yep. And now we can just run this first command again, and we should be good in the hood. Now we're good. Now for refresh, we should be green. Yay. Okay. This just got to change a couple things. Both these things are in the same file here, so this shouldn't take long at all. We'll go back to here. We'll paste in the command. It's going to bring us into... Oh, my bad. Okay. So now we're just going to go down here. Nano, by the way, is a command essentially for like a text editor within the command line here. So we're just going to look for our post max size. Oh, post max size. Found it. Told you to find it. My mom never believed me. So it needs to be at least 100 megabytes. Let's just make this something bigger. Let's make this a gigabyte. And then we'll need to change the upload max file size, which is currently set for 2 megabytes. And that might be right around here as well. File uploads. So that would make sense if it's under this category. There it is. Maximum file uploads, 2 megabytes. Let's also make this a gigabyte, because in all reality, you might even want to make this bigger. It depends on, you know, the videos you're uploading, but you're obviously going to be uploading videos bigger than 2 megabytes. So once we change all that, you can just click Control X. It's going to ask, do you want to save? Click the Y button and then use Enter. And now that is saved, we are good to go. If I refresh this page, we should all be in the green for all the prereqs we had to do there. Oh no, we're not. It's probably because we have to restart the Apache server, which we can do. One cool thing is you could always go back to a command you previously did by just clicking the up arrow here. So we'll just go back to the Apache restart command. There we go. Sudo service Apache. Sudo service Apache to restart. Now, if we come back here, this should indeed be green. There we go. Cool. That's what we want to see. Here, our site URL. We're going to leave this alone for now. Let's call this our test video. Awesome streaming website. Exclamation point. Contact email. Put whatever you want in there. Okay, localhost. We're going to leave that the same. That the same. Database user root. We know that this is the password we set up earlier, which I did make as test. Database name. You're going to leave that alone. Not going to touch that. And then system admin password. Just make a password that is going to be your admin account password. And once you all have that, good, we can click submit. Congratulations, your system is installed. Remove blah 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 directory to continue. So we can remove this directory. It's a couple of commands. This is just removing the install directory, so there's no way you can get back. You're definitely going to want to do this before you go public. There is information on these pages here somewhere to do it. Again, there's 52 articles here, so go back in and do that. I'm not going to worry about that right now. We just want to go right into our new website. There it is. There's nothing here yet, but here it is. Look, we can sign in. We can do things. Let's click sign in. Oh, no, this don't look good. So this was a problem that I had the first time I did this as well. This took me a little longer than it should have to figure out. But the best thing you can do here is, look, just copy this, like, right, you know, and search Google. Google is set your friend. Look at other people having the issues. It brings us right to the instructions here, and you'll be able to find an answer. As you can see here, through the process of Googling, I found this link here, which is showing this issue. Oops, and cat and error. This might be related. So this, let's play around with this and get this fixed here. This is honestly how you learn this type of stuff. So let's go to the var directory here for the configuration. This is not that far down. Here we go. So var www overwrite. We'll just say all like it says. Cool. We will do this at 3D before saving that. We will do this command here to rewrite something or another. Like I said, real already enabled. Well, that's either good or bad. We'll do this. This is a little bit different of a restart command than the one we were using before, but why not? Let's see if we made any progress here. We did, I think. Sign in. Now we can sign in. That was all it was. See, super simple. So now we should be able to log in. We'll go to admin, which is the default username, and then we'll put in our password that we created for the admin account, and now we are logged in. So there's still a couple things we're gonna have to do, especially for our goals. Yeah, we can upload videos at this point. However, the encoder is not set up. We actually didn't really set that up, but we don't have to worry about that right now, because you can use another encoder. Essentially, if you click encode video or audio, it's gonna bring you to their generic encoder, which, to be honest, sometimes can be faster than the one that might be on your virtual machine. So we'll leave that alone for now. You can also do a direct upload of an MP4. So I'm gonna upload the video that I did a couple weeks ago, the how to live stream video. It's an MP4, so we'll upload that just to show you guys what that looks like. And while we're doing that, let's go into some of the other things now we have to do to get live stream working and some of the other stuff working. Now, as far as live stream, what we need to worry about is this NGINX. That's kind of the system that makes us all work. So if we go to set up my own stream server, so this is what we need to do. So we're already going to be updated on the UPHP tube, so we don't care about that. But this is going to be the first command we're going to want to put in here. But we will wait until this is done now. Yay, it's done uploading. So now we go here, and there's our video. So in 2008, look at that. Look how sexy I look. So there's a lot of customization you can do here. If you go into like site configuration, things like that, we're not going to worry about that all right now at all. Let's just get our live stream working, because that's kind of the whole purpose of all of this. Time to come over here and do our thing. So look, more copying and pasting. This is not rocket science by any means. If just rocket science and how to open up pages. No. So just more copying and pasting. This is not rocket science by any means. We want to make sure this pastes correctly, like I said before, because it's one of the biggest issues I've had. Some reason it seems to be going fine now, but I had a lot of issues with this my first time around. Cool. Country name. We're in the U.S. Oh, not the UA. The U.S. State. NJ. Now it says full name. I could have lied, but I'm just a bad liar. So New Jersey it is. Location, city. Cluelessville. It's not a real place. Organization name. Test My Testing of Test Inc. Organizational unit. I don't know. Common name. I don't know. Full email address. test@test.test.test.me. Restarting Apache. You should actually put in real information in there, but whatever, who cares? Okay, so now we got that. We got to get back to, how did I lose this? There we go. Enable NGINX RTMP statistics and set up the RTMP support. So this is important because this will actually be able to set up so we know how many people are watching the stream and things like that. So we'll go back and copy and paste this in there. Always remembering to make sure it copy and pastes it right, because something could get screwed up if it's not right. So we just always like to double check that. It looks good to me. We click enter. That was easy. Open the config file. Cool. We'll do that. Not because you told me, but because I wanted to. Okay, edit these lines. Okay, so I'm just gonna put that there so we see what we're doing. Okay, cool. This is pretty easy. So on publish, we just want to make sure this is going to the right thing here. So we want to put our actual URL in here. Do is we got to get our IP address since we don't have a domain associated with this website. Where is the website? There it is. Essentially, we're just going to want to put this whole URL, this whole thing in there. Now, of course, if you're making this into a real website, you're going to want to like do this better. Should be able to paste that in there. We'll just have to clean this up a little bit, get rid of the extra slash, and get rid of all the extra HTTPS, HTTP stuff. Oop, went too far. There we go. So there we go. Because we're going to want to fix this if you're making this a real website. You're going to want this a domain name. You're going to want to change the directory so you don't have to go to this UPHP tube and all that stuff. But for now, this is perfectly acceptable. Let's make sure this actually works and it's what you want before you go too crazy and configure it all. Just a little bit of copying, pasting, and a lot of typing sometimes. Okay, that looks good to me. Let's go back and make sure there's nothing else we got to do here. So we'll go back here. We will do the command X. We'll do the Y for saving. We'll enter. We saved it. Awesome. So we added all that. If you finish with the above commands, go to step 4. I love going to step 4. Okay, cool. So we go back to our website and we go to the menu. We go to plugins. And we're going to look for the live plugin. There's this plugin and live chat. We're going to do both of these, but let's go ahead and install tables. Install tables for both. We'll turn it on and we'll turn the live chat out. Let's now go back here and get all that. Set up variables and plugin manager. Okay, so I think we got to go back to our website and we got to go to edit parameters and just make sure all this looks correct, which it does. This is interesting. So that's our stat. So if we go to this website alone, hopefully it will show the stats. It's not the best sign in the world. Oh, you know what? It's not on. Oopsie. So that should all be good. So for the live chat, we do need to run this command here. So let's do that real fast. And that'll make the live chat work. We all do that like every time the server restarts too, which is a little annoying. And then all we do here is run nginx. And this should essentially restart when you do restart or turn off the server, but at sometimes I've had issues with that, so sometimes you might have to run that command if you do restart the server for some reason. Now if we go to the test site, we should be able to see that. So if we go to edit parameters, go to stats here, cross your fingers. Oh, dumb Trevor, I know why this isn't working. See, you may or may not have this problem, but this is where you gotta be aware of firewalls and how those work. If we go into our Google Cloud platform, we only allow HTTP traffic, which is port 80. We need to also allow 8080, which is for live streaming. See, these are the little things you always forget about until the last minute. Now, if we go to this link, it should work. There we go, that's what we wanted to see. Awesome. I have faith in this now. So now you may notice, now that we got all that set up, we have a live button. If we click the live broadcast button, it gives us some deets. So first of all, we can see our live chat. Hi. Hi. Cool. We got some information here. So empty title, we'll do this called test live stream. Yo, I be testing. We want this a listed transmission. We'll save that information. And then using this information here, we can broadcast. So this is very similar to what I talked about a few videos back. We're putting all your settings into something like XSplit. However, I'm using XSplit right now for this video, so I'm not going to like totally mess this up right now. But we will use OBS. Okay, so first what we'll do is we'll go to settings here. We will go to stream, and we're going to go to custom streaming server. And look, it's very cut and dry at this point. We're just going to copy the server URL. We will paste it in here. We'll copy our stream name slash key, which you can see goes right here in stream key. And that's it. We can click apply. We can click OK. And we are kind of good to go here. So now you can see me. Hi. And we'll click start streaming. And if everything went well, we should be streaming. Look at that. We are indeed streaming here. We got the green. We're at 60 frames a second, which is way overkill for what we're doing right now. So now if I refresh here. Okay, a couple things happened. So one, we see test live stream, and we also have a little notification up here that says test live stream. We click this and we should see me. Look at that. We are live streaming to our own service. 10 out of 10, definitely recommend. So I'm going to be quiet. It's the other Trevor talking and delayed. Cool. So I just muted that Trevor. We'll stop broadcasting and you'll see the stream will end now. So it is a bit delayed. It's around a 60-second delay at worst. Sometimes you can improve that with some settings changes. I won't go into that now, but you can look up how to improve with the NG. I always forget how to NGINX streaming, so it's a little bit faster. You can see the broadcast is over now. We're not streaming anymore. Community is muted. Would you like to unmute it? I've actually never seen that pop up, so that's pretty fun that it knows that. A couple of things is, once you're done broadcasting, theoretically that video would be available on your site to watch. Unfortunately, that's where you got to pay a little bit. They do have some plugins that you can pay for, one of which is the Send Encoder or Send Recorder to Encoder. It's a $30 plugin, and you're going to want some of these, you know, if you're really going to take this seriously. However, one thing I wanted to bring up, which I said I'd bring up earlier in the video, is your storage concerns. You can go with something like your $5 VPS here and use a service like that, but you're still going to have storage issues. But these are the two most expensive plugins, and it's kind of for a reason. These are actually make a lot of sense. This is essentially just that your actual website will be something on like the VPS, but you'll be able to use fairly cheap and efficient low-cost storage for the videos using either Amazon Web Services or Backblaze B2. After looking more at both these and seeing cost effectiveness, I think Backblaze is a really good direction if you really want to go for that. If we go to B2 Cloud Storage here, and should be real pricing we'll go to, you can see that this is really inexpensive storage. There's a little calculator here. So if we, let's say there's zero initial upload for all intents and purposes, and we won't delete anything. So monthly upload, right? If you're growing as a small little video company and you're putting 500 gigs a month up, which is a lot. A monthly download, you got to consider that as viewers. So again, if you're still like new to this, you might only be 10 gigs a month. That's still a significant portion of video, especially with it encoded down to like an MP4. But let's even go like 100 gigs. For 12 months, that's $200. If you're talking about your month, that's $3.50 a month. That's fairly affordable if you ask me. So between your $5 VPS and your $3.50 a month for your video storage, you could really make this happen. Yeah, you need to learn some stuff to make this all customizable. You're going to have to learn some more Linux to make everything work. But hey, for some copy and pasting, we accomplished a lot today. And this is kind of a proof of concept for people to go out and make their own stuff. Now you can go ahead and stream all your video games and do all your stuff out there all on your own site and get away from all those big corporate things like YouTube and Twitch, and yeah, stick it to the man.
Thanks for watching this video today, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about anything we talked about, make sure you leave them down there. And until next time, so long.